This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. On USA Radio Network. Welcome to the show. Another big week, another big day in Trump land. Joe Biden now in the race. Joe Biden, presidential candidate, Democratic Party. I think it's a joke. I think he's DOA, dead on arrival, and I don't mean physically. Don't let anybody misconstrue the words I just said. I mean that politically, Joe Biden is dead on arrival on the day he announces for a whole variety of reasons. But let's just start with all the press. Joe Biden launches campaign based on Charlottesville and the hoax of Charlottesville. That's what's so funny about all this. What's so strange about all this. Biden puts out a 3.5-minute YouTube video, and he cites the August 2017 riots in Charlottesville, Virginia, as his primary motivation for running against Trump, presenting a version of events that even a CNN contributor has declared to be fraudulent. After referring to the town's historic role, including Thomas Jefferson, he added Charlottesville's home to a defining moment for this nation in the last few years, followed by footage of a neo-Nazi procession. This was like the smallest event ever. There were like 12 guys calling themselves KKK, 12 fools, 12 idiots, 12 people that are basically of the mind of a pea, the brain size of a pea, marching with hoods on their heads, calling themselves white extremists. And then a whole busload of Antifa got off with violent intentions and violent weapons and attacked them. And Donald Trump never said what Joe Biden says he said. How you could run for president based on a lie that happened a year and a half ago, who cares? One person died. I feel bad for her. I feel bad for her family. But it was an event with one person dying. What? Not sure how that qualifies the most important event in the history of America that would make you want to be president of the United States and fuel your entire presidential campaign. I have no idea how that's possible. But for Joe Biden, it's possible. But even a CNN contributor has declared his version of the events to be fraudulent. After referring to the town's historic role, he starts showing this footage of neo-Nazi procession. And he notes that the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville were chanting the same anti-Semitic bile heard in the 1930s, then said they were met by a courageous group of Americans and a violent clash ensued. Not quite exactly what happened now. Among that courageous group of Americans were left-wing Antifa extremists who came to Charlotte to incite violence and who even Nancy Pelosi later condemned after they caused another riot. And then Joe Biden... And then Biden then cited the debunked very fine people claim. He says, that's when we heard the words the President of the United States had stunned the world and shocked the conscience of the nation. He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides, very fine people on both sides. With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. And in that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I'd ever seen in my lifetime. Except what Biden said is completely untrue. Here's the transcript of Trump's press conference about the Charlottesville incident. Trump was referring to protesters against the removal of a statue of a Confederate General, Robert E. Lee, who, by the way, Wayne Root, who grew up in basically an all-black town, a majority black town, went to an all-black middle school and all-black high school, and has never had a problem in my life, not a racist bone in my body. And one of my heroes in life is Robert E. Lee. Has nothing to do with anything other than he's one of the great generals in the history of mankind, and he took a southern force that was supposed to lose in a day, and he kept them winning for almost four long years. Winning for the first two to the point where he almost won the entire Civil War. I didn't say I supported him. I said I could look on and go, wow, what an incredible, brilliant military tactician. What an incredible general. I believe overall the greatest military leader in the history of the world, Robert E. Lee. And so, you know, the idea that you would rip down a statue of Robert E. Lee, I disagree with too. But do I agree with racism? No. Do I agree with KKK? Absolutely not. I'm Jewish. KKK would murder me too. And I'd punch him in the face if I saw him. So don't tell me I'm pro-KKK. I'm not. Don't tell me I'm pro-South the Civil War. I'm not. But I can, from afar, look at the great leaders, the Shermans, and the Sheridans, and the Lees, and the Jeb Stuarts, and the Stonewall Jacksons, and go, those are some of the greatest fighters and the greatest fighting generals in the history of mankind on both the North and the South side. And I can appreciate it. Robert E. Lee was so cool that the North wanted him to run for president after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. They felt he was the one guy both sides loved, and he could bring the nation together. So I disagree with ever removing the statue of Robert E. Lee. So Trump was right. There were good people on both sides. And there were bad people on the other side. First of all, reporter says the neo-Nazis started this thing. They showed up in Charlottesville. Trump says, excuse me, they didn't put themselves down as neo-Nazis, and you had some very bad people in that group, but you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, I saw the same pictures you did, you had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of a very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. Reporter, George Washington and Robert E. Lee are not the same. Trump, oh no, George Washington was a slave owner. Was George Washington a slave owner? So will George Washington now lose his status? Are we going to take down, excuse me, are we going to take down the statues to George Washington? How about Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him? Okay, good. Are we going to take down his statue? He was a major slave owner. Are we going to take down his statue? This is Trump talking. You know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture. And you have people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. That's what Trump says. That's what Wayne Root says. But you had many people in that group other than the neo-Nazis and white nationalists. And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now, in the other group, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers. And you see them come with the black outfits and with the helmets and with the baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people. So here's the deal, folks. That's exactly right. I didn't even know that's what Trump said. I had no idea. I've never before seen the transcript of what Trump said. It's exactly right. There were fine people on the left side who really felt bad about someone who might be a racist, KKK, or wear a white hood. And I get it, and I agree with them. But there were also horrible people on the left side who came with the intention of hurting or murdering the neo-Nazis. That's called murder. It doesn't matter who you're murdering, even if it's a bad guy. And on the other side, there were bad guys wearing white hoods, and there were lots of other people that were fine people that just didn't want you to take the statue down. And Trump actually makes a great point. You know, the liberal media makes you believe the guy's a dummy. Yes, some dummy. He made billions of dollars. He's a dummy. He's turned around the American economy like no one in history. Some dummy. But his comments here are extremely intelligent. You know, are you going to take that George Washington statue, Thomas Jefferson statue? They both owned slaves. Should we just erase their entire record as the founders of America? Good point. And I happen to, Wayne Root will say out loud, that I happen to have read many books about the Civil War and was brought to tears many times by the great leaders on both sides. And someone like Robert E. Lee, who did not fight to protect slavery, that was never his intention. He just fought to protect his homeland of Virginia. He loved Virginia. And ironically, Biden has his own record of racism to confront. CNN exposed how Biden courted the support of segregationists in the 1970s in a campaign to resist school busing, the mandatory radical integration of schools. And in 2007, Biden famously called Barack Obama the first mainstream African-American who's articulate, bright, clean, and a nice-looking guy. In 2012, on the campaign trail, he told a largely black audience, Republicans wanted to put you all back in chains. Since then, Biden has joined other Democrats in courting support of racist anti-Semite Al Sharpton. In any case, I think Biden is dead on arrival as far as his political career and his presidential ambitions are concerned. Don't ever misquote me and say I'm saying someone should kill Joe Biden or he's dead as a person. I'm not saying that. But I am saying Joe Biden has all kinds of crosses to bear. I've mentioned them on this show. There's now 21 candidates for president on the Democratic side. Trump immediately taunts Biden and says, welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. I would call him Creepy Joe, but I guess that's too much. And Trump is brilliant, and by saying Sleepy Joe, it reminds everybody of Creepy Joe. The minute you hear Sleepy, you think of Creepy. And Biden, it turns out, asked Obama not to endorse his 2020 run. You know why he did that? Because he knew Obama was never going to endorse it. Obama doesn't like Biden. But Michael Avenatti has endorsed Biden for president. What a curse that is. And the ex-Charlottesville mayor knocks Joe Biden for exploiting his city. And Biden's new senior advisor donated to the Pete, I always call him Butthead. I think it's Pete Buttigieg, right? Is that how you pronounce it, Chris? Buttigieg? Buttigieg or Buttigieg? But I call him Pete Butthead. Biden's new senior advisor donated to Pete Buttigieg last month. That's amazing. And I don't know if that's the same senior advisor. I'll try and find out in our first break. I don't know if that's the same senior advisor that I read about earlier today who said just 2 years ago, we don't want an old white man as our next presidential candidate. Now she's working for Biden. She said, we don't want an old white man. All right, let me switch away from that for a minute to give you some good news, because there is some good news, and I'll get back to Biden in the next break. But there's some great news to tell you about. Great news has me dancing on chairs here, dancing on desks. An activist Massachusetts judge who helped deport, helped a twice deported illegal alien evade ICE arrest and therefore evade deportation again, has been indicted. Judge Shelley Richmond Joseph indicted today for blocking ICE agents from detaining a twice deported illegal alien. I told you about this story when it happened in April 2018. It was so shocking that a judge told an illegal, ICE is waiting in the front of my courthouse, so I want you to go out the back way and run. She told him and the lawyer, run for your life and get out of here, so they won't deport you. And she's been indicted. I hope they send her to jail for 20 years. It's time to make an example for all the other liberal losers and traitors of the Democratic Party that want to take the side of illegal aliens over the laws of this country and the U.S. Constitution and all the working and middle-class people of this great country who are here legally. 20 years. Put her away. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio and Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. In the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor. We're going to war, baby. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, love America, America first, America second, America third, America forever, capitalist evangelist, and the only guy I know who's American-made, American-born, proud of it, on the radio today. There aren't too many of us left. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Thank you, Fred Weinberg, first guy to syndicate me. So Ed puts me on the air. Fred syndicates me nationwide. It's the Ed and Fred Show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. You can call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. That's phone number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is my website. WayneRoot at gmail.com is my email. You can follow me at Twitter, at RealWayneRoot. You can find me in Hour 3 on DirecTV, Dish TV, many cable systems all over the country, or go to NewsmaxTV.com and watch live. So the big news story in the country for me is the Massachusetts judge who helped an illegal immigrant escape ICE, is now indicted. Massachusetts judge and court officer accused of helping an illegal immigrant flee an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent waiting to take him into custody was indicted Thursday. Oh, and the court officer. They were both indicted Thursday by a federal grand jury for obstruction of justice and three other counts. God bless America. God bless Trump. Newton District Court Judge Shelley Richmond Joseph and the court officer identified in court documents as Wesley McGregor faced several charges stemming from an April 2, 2018 incident in which the pair allegedly helped Jose Medina Perez get out of the courthouse via a back door in order to elude the ICE agent who sought Medina Perez. Can you imagine the nerve of these commie, I won't even say the word, for a female dog, but that's what you people are. You horrible people. Because you don't like a law, it's okay to just ignore it, and you're a judge? What if I said to you, I don't like the law, I'm going to drive 150 miles an hour in my Maserati and screw the speed limit, and no, I'll dare a policeman to pull me over, because I don't like the law. Just so stupid. I don't like the fact you can't walk in a store and rob somebody, so I'm just going to walk in a store and rob somebody. That's what Democrats are saying. I'm a judge and I'm ignoring the law. And it's not a minor law. It's not like spitting on the sidewalk or putting gum under a desk. I don't even know if there's a law for that. It's probably not, right? There's no law against putting a gum under a desk, is there? Only if you're a Republican. Only if you're Donald Trump. But the idea that you could tell someone in your courtroom is here illegally who is in front of you for reasons other than that being in the country illegally because they really did commit a real crime. And they're in the country illegally, and you'd tell them to go out the back door, and you'd ask your court officer to help them out the back to avoid ICE. So U.S. Attorney for the District of Massachusetts, Andrew Lelling, it looks like, Lelling, says this case about the rule of law, the allegations of today's indictment, involve obstruction by a sitting judge that is intentional interference with the enforcement of federal law, and that is a crime. Joseph and McGregor were both charged with obstruction of justice, aiding and abetting obstruction of the federal proceeding, aiding and abetting a conspiracy to obstruct justice. McGregor also charged with perjury before a federal grand jury. As public servants, all the officers in the court make a promise to serve the people's interest above all else. Today we know this promise has been broken. The entire investigation led by Peter Fitzhugh, special agent in charge of Homeland Security Investigations in Boston. Medina Perez, a twice deported illegal immigrant with a fugitive warrant for drunken driving in Pennsylvania, had been in Joseph's courtroom to be arraigned on drug charges. Another piece of human garbage that a liberal judge wanted to let out the back door. A piece of garbage. I'll tell you more as the show goes on. There's so much more to tell you. We got some guests coming up. We got Cheryl Chumley of the Washington Times to talk all about Joe Biden and his Trump is a racist message. And we've got Megan Barth coming up at half past hour number two, the Reagan babe. We'll talk about the citizenship question on the census with Reagan babe. We shall return. War now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Parts of Louisiana were badly damaged after major storms came through the state, according to Republican Governor John Bel Edwards.
I just declared a state of emergency for the entire state because right now we're still assessing damage in multiple parishes, and we don't know where we're going to have to move assets, equipment, and personnel too, in order to render assistance just yet.
Police say it does not appear to have been an accident when a former Army sharpshooter drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians in a Silicon Valley suburb earlier this week.
The information that we have from the witnesses at the scene and the physical evidence led us to believe that it was a deliberate act.
That's Sunnyvale, California Police Chief Fon Ngo. And former Vice President Joe Biden officially announces a 2020 presidential bid. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is War Now. deep inside Wayne Manor, the War Room in Las Vegas, Nevada. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. He was in yesterday. The actual doctor who invented all these amazing silver products. Because they've been a big lifesaver for me. Not only a couple things I didn't even know about. I knew that it had saved my voice for the last 3 years. And they sell these amazing silver lozenges. And I've never missed one moment on the radio because I was sick. And never missed because I've been sick for 3 years. And I never missed one moment on the radio because I lost my voice. So thank you, My Doctor Suggests. But now they've sent me, they've just filled up, my bathroom is just filled with their silver mouthwash and their silver soap and their silver gel that you put on your face and their silver, I don't know, there's like three other things too. Everything's silver, silver, silver. And it's unbelievable how well the gel works on my skin. Things that were bothering me, and I thought, you know, hey, you got a dry patch of skin, or you got something oily here, you got a pore there. It's all gone. Like, amazing. The silver's amazing. And then most importantly, I don't feel this kind of brain fog I used to feel occasionally, you know, or low energy occasionally. And I took there, for the last 2 weeks, I've been taking their liquid, and I've been swallowing in the morning and before I go to bed, and it's supposed to get rid of brain fog. I didn't know that till he came in yesterday on the show. Once he came in on the show, I asked him about it. He told me it gets rid of brain fog, and I was like, well, gee, that's the reason my energy's been higher, and I have no more brain fog. So just great stuff. My Doctor Suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Rudd doesn't suggest. I urge you to try their amazing products right away. All natural lozenges, lozenges, liquid, gel, mouthwash, soap, all kinds of stuff. And get 20% off. Call 866-660-9868. You got to call them, 866-660-9868, or go to their website, mydoctorsuggests.com/root, and use the promo code USA Radio to get 20% off, mydoctorsuggests.com/root, and say or type in USA Radio, and you get 20% off. Great, great, great company, and they're looking to join us on TV as well now. How about that one? I had dinner with the doctor yesterday, and they've just agreed to sponsor my Newsmax TV show. So now I've got My Doctor Suggests on radio and TV. So very cool, very cool. I'm so proud to introduce them to my Newsmax TV audience. So I'm also proud to introduce Cheryl Chumley to you, opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington, and she's with us now. Cheryl, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Wayne? Great to be here.
It's going great. Today was an interesting day. I see all kinds of topics here, and they start with Joe Biden. But I want to mention one other thing first, because it's my number one topic of the day. I opened my show with it. I think I'm going to open my column, my nationally syndicated newspaper column that comes out on Sunday, with the fact that, you know, under Donald Trump, life is changing. And we had this terrible, terrible female liberal judge in Massachusetts who helped an illegal immigrant escape ICE agents on the scene. She sent him out the back with her, you know, with her court person, her court officer, and the two of them have just been indicted, the Massachusetts judge and the court officer, on a whole slew of charges, including aiding and abetting a felon. And I just think it's a great sign that Donald Trump is taking control of this country again, and the law, the rule of law, and the Constitution matter again, and even judges can go to prison if they break the law. This is great news.
Yeah, great. Honestly, great is an understatement. It's such a relief to have a president in the White House who cares about the rule of law. Because if you go back just a few years in time under Barack Obama, remember we had all those illegals speaking out in public areas around the nation, just daring immigration officials to come and arrest them? Because
right,
they knew under Obama nothing would happen. Well, those same illegals have run and hid, as well they should, because this administration obviously, apparently, isn't playing.
Right, apparently. I mean, a lot of good things are suddenly happening, and I think, you know, I think it's time. I'm about to write a commentary that I'm the guy who recommended the national security emergency back in November to President Trump, and I wrote it in the column and handed it to my one of my best friends in the world, who handed it to President Trump the next day at Mar-a-Lago, and the next thing you know, that next week, days later, Trump was talking about the national security emergency. So now I'm writing a new one, Cheryl, and I want to get your reaction to this one. If you could do that, and you can get away with that, and I believe, you know, Trump is winning on every front at the Supreme Court as well. If this goes to the Supreme Court, he'll win. He's winning the citizenship question. He just won days ago on the, you know, taking illegals who are saying asylum and making them wait outside the United States. You can kick them out, or you could put them in detention, I guess is what the judge ruled, the Supreme Court's ruled. I think he should now do an executive order that demands for the next election, 2020, for all federal offices, you have to have voter ID or you can't vote. And let the Supreme Court decide if the president's not allowed to do that. I think he's allowed to do it, just like I thought he's allowed to have a national security emergency. Why not? Why can't we be have our elections be declared with as much integrity as and credibility as Mexico? In Mexico, you can't vote unless you have photo ID issued by the government with a photo and a thumbprint. Why shouldn't we demand the same level of integrity in the United States elections?
Well, it's an interesting idea, and I think you're right that it would meet any type of court challenge because, of course, the president's executive orders apply only to the federal entities. They don't apply to the average citizen.
Correct.
But if you look at what happens, for instance, with climate change under left-leaning administrations, you know, Barack Obama, for instance, was enabled through executive action to push forward a lot of climate change regulatory controls on the federal workforce that then trickled down through the state government and through private businesses that wanted to be able to compete for federal contracts. So this is an ingenious way to do the same thing that the left always does, and I think it would indeed stand up to a court challenge.
All right, so let's talk about Joe Biden now. What do you think about him getting in the race? I think it's a joke. I think his political career is DOA. I think he's literally, his political career is dead and arrival. Not him. I'm not saying anything bad. I'm not asking anybody to assassinate him. Don't ever misquote Wayne Rude. But I think the only way to describe what I think is DOA. His political career died like 5 years ago, and now he's running. And I think his timing is horrible, and he's got zero chance, in my opinion, of winning the Democratic nomination. Even though polls show he's in the lead, that's like 12 miles wide and 1 inch thin. He will never get anywhere in this party.
Yeah, well, I have to agree with you on this. And as a matter of fact, 2 or 3 weeks ago when I was taking shots at Biden for his creepiness, in my own commentary, I predicted that, you know, he's going to get in the race, but I don't see him going anywhere. And it wasn't even based on the creepy factor, which I think is going to plague him along the campaign trail, not so much with Democrats, but Republicans are going to make an issue out of it. But I think the big thing with Biden is that his voice is just too old for the youthful energy that the Democratic Party is trying to ignite. And you've got the DNC coming out and saying, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her youthful socialist band and so forth is the direction of the new Democratic Party. Biden doesn't fit in with that. And I agree with you. I don't think Biden, no matter what the polls say, I don't think Biden's going to be the Democratic pick.
Now, you say his voice is too old, and I think it's too old, too white, and too straight.
Well, yeah, well, let's hope we're not going to go down the Mayor Pete road, because I don't think he's got a chance in heck either.
Well, I do think he's got a chance in heck. I don't think he has a chance of winning the presidency, but I think he has a good chance of winning their presidential or vice presidential nomination. I think they're all thinking about him as the VP nominee if they win it, and I think he could sneak in and win the presidency. Not the presidency, but the nomination, I do believe. Now, do I think America's ready for a gay president and a guy who's making out with his husband? He's literally standing on a stage sticking his tongue in his husband's mouth. Do you really believe America's ready for that? I don't believe so, but I've always been very liberal on gay rights. I don't mind. I just don't want to see it. And the way they kiss each other, that's not my thing. So I think America's not going to go for that. But I do think he's very handsome. I think he's very well-spoken. I think he's a good communicator like Obama was. He reminds me of a white, gay Obama. That's what he is. That's what he is. I'm telling you, he's dangerous. He's the most dangerous guy they've got. That's Wayne Root's opinion.
I happen to think that he's kind of the new glitzy toy that took over Beto O'Rourke.
Yes, he stole Beto's thunder, yes.
Yeah,
Beto's done,
I think it's going to fade. I really do. I think once you start getting a little bit closer and people want to hear on policy and not so much about this identity stuff and racing to the bottom of the giveaway pile, I think once you get a little bit closer to the more serious campaigning on the trail, I think he's going to be sidelined.
Well, we shall see. We shall see. But that's Pete. But let's get back to Biden. What are your thoughts on Biden? Because there was a poll, and I swear to you, I believe it's an outlier. It's a joke. Just like, 2 years ago, all the polls showed Trump was losing by double digits, and they were all BS. The Morning Consult poll used to show Trump losing by double digits. I remember making a mental note that they were just total liars, and they oversampled Democrats. That poll comes out today, Morning Consult, and says Biden is not only winning big, big, I think by 8 points over Bernie in the Dem primary, but he'd beat Trump if he ran today. And I think that is the biggest bunch of malarkey I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, the polls are bogus. I mean, the polls are just so far slanted toward the left. They will never predict a Republican winning. I mean, I think there was, one poll that had Trump winning back in 2016 out of a bazillion polls. So I don't believe the polls myself. And even if I do believe the polls, you have to see that they're only a glimpse in time. And the bigger question is you have to peer beyond the numbers to see how the questioning is. Because quite often, more often than not, as a matter of fact, the questions that the polls are asking are different from what the media's interpretation of the numbers are. So I don't see Biden as a viable candidate when it comes down to it.
All right, we'll find out. We'll get more from Cheryl Chumley, Washington Times, author of The Devil in D.C., winning back the country for the beast in Washington. We'll get more from Cheryl when we get back. Quick break. When you hear the music, you know it's time to break. We want to talk about Joe Scarborough's shameful attack on evangelist Franklin Graham and Bernie Sanders with his inmates deserve to vote. That means if Hitler were alive today and he was in an American prison, he's 98 years old, whatever, he'd probably be 110 at this point. But whatever he'd be, good old Bernie thinks Hitler should vote. Bernie thinks Charles, Manson, if he's alive, should vote. Bernie thinks the Boston Strangler, if he's alive, should vote. This guy's nuts. Has he gone too far? I think he has. Let's see what Cheryl Chumley thinks. Washington Times. When we get back, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Now play Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
We've been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
War now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Ron Khoury is the sponsor of the segment of the show. He's the author of a new book called Tenacity, a wonderful best-selling hot book about his crazy and dangerous journey from Vegas tough guy and former Marine who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes to the American Dream, one of the most successful businessmen in Las Vegas. An entire city, by the way, tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all, and now he's telling the real story, the raw story. Nothing but the facts. Tenacity is that raw story of what it takes to make it with the most colorful and shady support cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. Story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, and Kill Bill is the voice of the Tenacity audiobook. So go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Khoury, C-O-U-R-Y. Ron Khoury is a book, an e-book, a Kindle, or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. It's Tenacity at Amazon.com. Okay, we've got our guest, Cheryl Shumley, back for segment number 2. Hey, Cheryl, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm doing great. Thanks.
So, Biden says Trump is a racist. What do you think about that message?
Yeah, he just jumped right to attack Donald Trump, and he used it. He called out Trump as a racist using a lie, basically saying that Trump said that white nationalists who were protesting in Charlottesville were very fine people. And for those who know the truth, Trump was referring to patriots and to veterans who were protesting the removal of a Confederate monument as very fine people.
Correct.
But the left likes to deceive and just outright lie about Trump's intended statements and his message. And, you know, for Joe Biden to kick off his campaign, his announcement with a lie, just bodes very poorly for where this is headed.
Yeah, it really was a terrible lie, but it's just so weird to me that he would use that as his reasoning for why he's running for president. I mean, he brings up something so out of left field that's so old. It's just strange. I don't get the reasoning. No one's talking about Charlottesville anymore. That was a lifetime ago.
It goes to how old he is, right? It just digs up something that nobody's even talking about anymore.
Crazy. How that could be your, you know, your entire life long. You're 80 years old almost, and your whole life's been dedicated to politics. Instead of talking about yourself, you're bringing up an obscure event from a year and a half ago where one person died. I'm not making light of one person. I get it. If you're that one person, you're not too happy about it. And if you're her mother and father, you're not too happy about it. I get that. My condolences. I feel terrible for the one gal who died. But it wasn't a big event in America's history. It was minor league. You know, if you want to bring up the Pittsburgh synagogue even, I guess. If you want to bring up... I don't know what's happened. That's a lot of people died. I can't even think. There's been a few things I can't even remember anymore. But I just don't know where he got that, how he pulled that out of his repertoire. I don't know how that makes you president of the United States. Seems to me he should have said something nice about his own record. But I guess you study politics in D.C., Cheryl. He doesn't have one, right?
Yeah, he doesn't really have a record to speak of because it's flip-flopped so many times. And, you know, but you're absolutely right, Wayne. For all the things that he could have picked to open his campaign on, to go back in time to something that really, in full context of U.S. history, was a minute moment in time, and to use it to sling a deceptive argument against his president, he could have talked about any number of things, but he chose to go for something that is so far off of people's minds. It really boggles the imagination. I don't know who set him up with opening his campaign that way, but I think it was a political misstep.
I agree. And speaking of old white men, Bernie Sanders is in the race as well. And Bernie, you know, I think, I said yesterday, I think Bernie did the same thing that Michael Dukakis did in that 1988 presidential debate, where they asked him, if your wife was murdered, would you still be against the death penalty? And he said, yeah, I don't change my mind. Just because my wife is strangled, raped, and murdered, no big deal. You know, and women across America were horrified by his answer, right? They wanted him to fight for his wife and say, look, I'm against the death penalty, but, you know, you got me. If my own wife was killed, I'd want to strangle a guy. At least you'd be human if you said that. Well, for Bernie Sanders to say murderers should vote and mass murderers should vote, terrorists should vote, the Boston bombers should vote, I think people were horrified by finding out what he really believes in.
Yeah, and, you know, he said it, and that's bad enough, but then he doubled down again when he was asked again. It just, he should have ran from his comments, honestly. That would have been better for him than to completely, to completely turn tail and renounce what he said. Just come up with some sort of reason that he made that, you know, remarkable statement. But instead, he doubled down, and I think Bernie's campaign just tanked on that. I honestly thought that Bernie Sanders had a very good chance of being the Democratic Party candidate with or without Joe Biden in the race. And I think he kind of bit it when he made this comment and then bit it again when he doubled down with it.
All right, Cheryl Shumley, Washington Times, author of The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. Hey, Cheryl, one thing we know is for the last 2 years, Trump has faced the devil, hasn't he?
Absolutely.
The devil in D.C., Trump has faced him again and again and again. He's like the movie 300. It's Trump against the world, man. The devil is active and alive and well in Washington, D.C. Cheryl Shumley, thanks for coming on the show.
All right, very good. Thank you, Wayne.
Wayne Allred, Warren Out. We get back. We got another hour to go. We'll have a guest, Megan Barth. She's got lots to say, especially on the citizenship question on the census. You know Megan. And we'll be back with Newsmax TV in that third hour. And I got all kinds of interesting things to tell you about on Newsmax TV. DirecTV, Dish TV, lots of cable systems, including Comcast, Xfinity, all over the great United States. And if you don't have any of those, go to NewsmaxTV.com at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. See you in a second.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.